The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Alan Mulligan joins us now. He's the director of Harina Resources, the main technical guy there, you might say. Good to talk to you today, Alan.
Thank you, Alistair. Nice to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about the Harina Resources rare earth deposit that you've got, and Pasindava in Madagascar there. Now, this is an ionic clay rare earth deposits. Ionic clays are different from hard rock rare earths and other types of rare earth deposits. Tell us how.
Well, typically we compare ionic deposits against hard rock rare earth deposits, which are the most predominant around the world. Ionic deposits, they are ion adsorption clays as opposed to absorption, where the rare earth minerals are bonded to the outside of the clay particles as opposed to being locked inside or rock. So basically removing that or washing them through is a lot easier. And there are several benefits as a result of that. There's capital cost benefits. It's not a very complex operation. The operating cost benefits, because you're not running a hard rock mine with all its infrastructure requirements, as well as moving large amounts of rock, which you then have to store post processing. Although these ionic clays are generally lower grade to hard rock, the other advantages are a simpler flow sheet, the comparable recoveries, if not better in some places. And finally, one of the main ones is a better mix of the heavy and magnet metals than what the hard rock guys have. They tend to have more, but it's of the lower value products.
So tell us a bit more about the ease of processing, which I think you just touched on there.
Yeah, so what we do is, because these ions are loosely attached, we move the ore to heap leach farm. And we build a heap leach farm, which is environmentally ring fenced. And we move the clay there. We build heaps, structured heaps, and we wash them with salts and ammonium sulfate, two phases. And then we clean with clean water. Now, the rare earth metals are pushed down into the lixiviant and into the ponds, and we collect them there. At the time then that after washing, we then take those material, that the spent material, back to the site, and we put it back in the cavities it was in. So the recovery then from that point is that we put through dewatering plants. We push the pond material through dewatering plants, and then through a standard precipitation process, which produces a product called MREC, which is a mixed rare earth carbonate, which we then send off for sale.
So is it fair to say that your project will have some operational similarity to heavy mineral sands mining and zero impact mining?
Well, it is, because the mineral sands miners, they remove material, they process it, and they put it straight back. We do the same, probably a 10-week gap between the two, but there's no long-term damage to the environment. There's no big open pits. Say we're closing the mine as we move along. And when we remove the primary ore, we take the topsoil and we store it. And when we put it back, we put the topsoil back exactly in the same place it was. And that then rehabilitates very naturally, or it can be used for eco-farming if necessary. Small industrial farming. So it's a very clean process. It's very simple, and it's not in any way environmentally damaging like is considered sometimes.
So you guys are fairly well advanced in your work at Pasindava. You've been putting out some useful looking news items over the course of this year. Tell us a little bit about the current work on the pre-feasibility study and where you're planning to go from here.
So we require a pre-feasibility to submit to the government, the ministry in Madagascar, in order to progress the mining license conversion to mining license. We're about 80% complete with that study. We've got a couple of chapters left. I've got to have it translated into French. And we're hoping to get it out by during the third quarter. and then have it approved by the ministry. So a lot of the work has previously been done, and we're actually a lot more advanced than one would think.
And so what do you think is going to happen next then?
Well, we're busy on site with social and environmental work. We have commenced a social survey. When you develop projects in remote, low economic areas in Africa or elsewhere, where there's a lot of subsistence living, it's complex and a sensitive issue, and you need to deal with it very carefully. We our mantra is to take the local people with us. We believe our principle is local first, regional second, and national third. We apply this vigorously in all of our recruitment and procurement. And we think that this local ownership that develops through this, along with fair compensation for land takeover and also for work and other equal opportunities, as well as consultation and inclusion, are the pillars of a successful and thriving local environment around your project. And that then moves or migrates its way up into the rest of government and into the country, and in fact, internationally.
Well, we look forward to watching the progress that Harina looks set to make during the rest of the year and into the following year. Thanks very much for joining us today, Alan, and good luck.
Thank you, Alistair. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.